بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تحمل مصعب بن عمير رضي الله تعالى عنه الشدائد. أخرج ابن سعد عن محمد بن العبدري عن أبيه قال كان مصعب بن عمير فتى مكة شبابا وجمالا وصبيبا، وكان أبواه يحبانه، وكانت أمه مليئة كثيرة المال، تكسوه أحسن ما يكون من الثياب وأرقه، وكان أعطر أهل مكة، يلبس الحضرمي من النعل. فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكره ويقول ما رأيت بمكة أحدا أحسن نعمة ولا أرقهم الهلة ولا أنعم نعمة من مصعب بن عمير رضي الله تعالى. فبلغه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو إلى الإسلام في دار أركم، أركب بن أبي أركم، فدخل عليه فأسلم وصدق به، وخرج فكتم إسلامه خوفا من أمه وقومه. فكان يختلف إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سرا، فبصر به عثمان بن طلحة يصلي، فأخبر أمه وقومه، فأخذه فحبسوه، فلم يزل محبوسا حتى خرج إلى أرض الحبشة في الهجرة الأولى، ثم رجع مع المسلمين حين رجعوا، فرجع متغير الحال، قد حرج يعني غلظ، فكفت أمه عنه من العزل. ما لقي الصحاب من الأذى من المشركين. أخرج ابن إسحاق عن حكيم عن سعيد بن جبير قال قلت لعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أكان المشركون يبلغون من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من العذاب ما يؤذرون به في ترك دينهم؟ فقال نعم، والله إن كانوا ليضربون أحدهم ويحكونه ويؤتشونه حتى ما يقدر أن يستوي جالسا من شدة الضر الذي به، حتى يؤتمهم ما سألوه من الفتنة، حتى يقول له اللات والعزى إلهان من دون الله، فيقول نعم، حتى أن الجعل ليمر بهم فيقولون له أهذا الجعل إلهك من دون الله؟ فيقول نعم. So my dear respected brothers, these are the incidents of how the Sahaba endured the difficulties and the hardships. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those youth of Makkah whom Allah ta'ala had blessed with beauty, with handsomeness, and Allah ta'ala had blessed his family with wealth. He was a very wealthy and a very handsome youngster. So this youngster, in this riwayat it comes, that Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala was a youngster of Makkah who was very handsome, and he had very beautifully groomed hair, and he was very beloved to his parents. That means his parents loved him a lot. And also his mother had come from a very affluent family, and she was a very wealthy person. So she should give him the best of clothes and the best of itar, the best of perfumes. And the shoes that he should wear was made in Hadramaut, that is in Yemen. That means this riwayat is trying to show the caliber and the status of this youngster. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should say that I have not seen in Makkah anyone that was better looking and had such well groomed hair, and whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed with so many ni'mats than Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. So one day it reached him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling to Islam in Dar al-Arkam, and in the house of Ibn Arkam. He entered there. He was one of the early Muslimin. Then he accepted Islam and he testified upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came out from there, he kept his Islam hidden because he feared his mother and his people. And he should come secretly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, Usman ibn Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw him performing salah. Then he informed his parents and he informed his mother and his people and his tribe. They caught him, they tied him up in the house, and he remained in that condition until he managed to escape and he made hijrah. He migrated to the land of Habsha, Abyssinia in the first hijrah. Then he returned with the Muslimin when they came back, and then after that his condition had changed and his mother became more lenient towards him thereafter. And the second incident, we read about the hardships that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. So Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that was there such a time that the mushrikeen tortured the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to such an extent that they were prepared to leave their deen, in the sense that because of to save their lives, to tell something in such a manner to save your life, they were prepared to do that. He said, yes, there was such a condition. And we should hit that. They were beaten to such an extent, and they were made to stay hungry and thirsty. And then then all these conditions should come upon them. And then we should ask them, is this the sil that by Lat and Uzza, will you worship anything besides Allah? Then they should, because of the torture that was done upon them, they should say that they will worship besides Allah, but in their heart there was a deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that this was the hardships and the conditions that they had to go through. The conditions that came upon them were so severe. They were tortured, they were made to stay hungry, they were made to stay thirsty. And in this manner, they kept alive the deen of Allah. Then we find that the incident of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was going with an army once, and the zalim king caught them. So when they were brought before the king, so one of the soldiers of the king mentioned to the king that this is the ashab, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he made him an offer. He told him, "Hal laka an tanassara wa ushrikaka fi mulki wa sultani." He told him that I am calling you towards Christianity, and if you accept, I will give you, you will share with me my kingdom, and you will share with me my authority. That means you will be in a similar position as me. Then faqala lahu Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, lo a'taytani jami'a ma tumliku wa jami'a ma malakathu al-arab upon ala an arji'a an dini Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tarfat ayn ma fa'altu. So what was his reply? He said that if you give me your entire kingdom, and not only your kingdom, but the entire kingdom of the Arabs, give me all those things, I will not leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till this extent of a blink of an eye. That means even till that extent, I will not leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, okay, qala, I will kill you. I will kill you. Qala anta wadhak. He said, if you want to do that, no problem, do that. Then he commanded, فَأَمَرْ بِهِ فَسُلِبَ. Then the king commanded, the zalim king commanded, that he must be put tied to a cross. وَقَالَ لِلْرُمَّاتِ. And then he told the archers, أَرْمُوهُ قَرِيبًا مِّن يَدَيْهِ قَرِيبًا مِّن رِجْلَيْهِ When you shoot your arrows, shoot it close to his hands and his feet. So shoot it in such a manner that you will not kill him. And when he was in this condition, then وَهُوَ يَعْرِضُ عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَعْبَى. Then he told him, now accept Christianity. Again he called him towards Christianity. He said, no, I will not accept. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهِ فَأُنزِلَ ثُمَّ دَعَى بِقَدْرٍ فَصُبَّ فِيهَا مَا حَتَّى اِهْتَرَقَتْ. Then what he did, he called for a huge pot. Huge pot. And in that pot he put water. And he made the water boil. Then ثُمَّ دَعَى بِأَسِيرَيْن مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَأَمَرَ بِأَحَدِهِمَا فَأُلْقِيَ فِيهَا. Then he called two prisoners from the Muslims. And he commanded that one of them be put into the pot. And then again, وَهُوَ يَعْرِضُ عَلَيْهِ نَصْرَانِيَةً وَهُوَ يَعْبَى. So you must imagine in front of him he had murdered one of his companions. From the Jamaat, two were called, and one he put inside the pot, and the person was boiled to death. Again he said, now accept Christianity. Again he said, no, I will not accept. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهِ أَن يُلْقَى فِيهَا. Then he commanded that Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala be put into the pot. Then when he came with him, فَلَمَّا ذُهِبَ بِهِ فَبَكَى فَقِيلَ لَهُ إِنَّهُ قَدْ بَكَى. So when he brought them, when he was brought forward to be put into the pot, he started to cry. Then it was said to him, why are you crying? Then he told him, فَزَنَّ أَنَّهُ جَزَعُ فَقَالْ رُدُّوهُ فَأَرَدَ عَلَيْهِ النَّصْرَانِيَّ فَأَبَى فَقَالَ مَا أَبْكَاكَ إِذَا قَالَ أَبْكَانِي أَنِّي قُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي. So he said, why were you crying? The king asked him, why were you crying when you were brought to the pot? And when I offered you to become Christian again, you refused. So he said, that I thought to myself that تُلْقَ السَّاعَ فِي هَذِي الْقِدْرِ فَتَذْهَبُ فَكُنْتُ إِشْتَهِي أَنْ يَكُونُ بِعَدَدٍ كُلُّ شَعْرَةٍ فِي جَسَدِي تُلْقَى فِي اللَّهِ. So this was his reply. He said that I was thinking to myself that I've only got one life. And once you put me into the pot and I die, that life is over. So I won't have another chance to give in this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had lives according to the number of hair on my body, I wish to give each and every life for the sake of Allah. Every life. Can we count the hair on our body? Can't count. If I had that amount of lives, I wish to give every life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the king decided, thought to himself, I'm not winning with this person. قَالَ لَهُ طَاغِيَ. The tyrant king said to him, هَلَّكَ أَن تُقَبِّلَ رَأْسِي. That I wish that you kiss my head. وَأُخْلِي أَنْكَ. And I will free you. فَقَالَ الْأَبْدُلَّهِ وَأَنْ جَمِيعِ أُسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. At this juncture also, he didn't only think about his own life, his own freedom. But when the king told him that if you kiss my forehead, I will free you, immediately he thought about his sakis, his companions. That they also, will you free all of us? قال وَأَنْ جَمِيعُ أُسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Every captive of the Muslimin, I will free every one of them. قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ فَقُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي أَدُوُّ مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ أُقَبِّلُ رَأْسَهُ يُخَلِّي عَنِّي وَأَنْ أُسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لَا أُبَالِي. I thought to myself that I have to just kiss his forehead. It's nothing haram, it's not wrong. I will kiss his forehead and thereafter he will free me and he will free all the Muslims. فَدَنَا مِنْهُ فَقَبَّلَ رَأْسَهُ فَدَفَعَ إِلَيْهِ الْأُسَارَ. So I got close to him and I kissed his forehead, I kissed his head, and immediately he turned over all the captives to me. فقدم بهم على عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فأخبر عمر بخبره فقال عمر حق على كل مسلم أن يقبل رأس عبد الله بن حذافة وأنا أبدأ فقام عمر فقبل رأسه فقبل رأسه. So when they got back to Medina to Munawwara, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard about this incident, then he made an announcement to the Sahaba that it is the right of Abdullah upon us that each and every one of us kiss his forehead. And I will begin this, I will be the first one to kiss his forehead. So he stood up and he kissed the forehead of Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers, we find from these ahadith, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Abdullah ibn Huzafa, then the Sahaba, how much of taklif, how much of hardships, how much of torture, hunger, starvation, thirst, no water, no food, no shelter, all those things were taken away. But they stood steadfast for the deen of Allah. That no matter what condition comes upon me, I will never let go of my iman. Imagine the king offered him, become a Christian. You will be equal to me. You will get the same power that I have. You will get the same kingdom I have. And what was his reply? You can give me all your wealth, plus you can give me all the wealth of the Arabs. I will not even leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a blink of an eye. So the halat and conditions that are coming upon the ummah, wherever you look in the world, this conditions coming upon the ummah, difficult conditions. These similar conditions the Sahaba had gone through. And all those who stood for haq and stood for the truth, all went to the same conditions. They were beaten, they were tortured, they were made to starve, they were made to live hungry, no water, deprived of water, deprived of homes, deprived of their families. Mus'ab ibn Umair, his family and his own people turned him out. He said, no, you can't accept the deen of Allah. It is narrated about Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu in Madinatul Munawwara after the battle of Badr. His brother became captive. And when he was passing, so he mentioned to the person that was holding him that look after him nicely because his mother is very wealthy. His own mother. His mother is very wealthy. She will pay a high ransom for him. And the same Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, second year of Hijri, in the battle of Uhud, made shaheed. So my dear respected brothers, they were Sahaba that were prepared to give their lives for the deen of Allah. Today we are asking for 3 days, we are asking for 4 months, asking for 40 days, 10 days, 3 days. Small time. They say we will give life. When they went out in the path of Allah, there was no return date on the ticket. They shouldn't count the days, 20 days down, another 20 days left. We're going. Most of us sitting here, it's through somebody's efforts during that zamana, came to Africa, made effort. Our forefathers became Muslim. We are Muslim. Indo-Pak subcontinent, Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah Ali made effort. We are sitting as Muslims today. Somebody made effort, and today we are benefiting. So we make effort, somebody down the line will benefit also, inshallah. So for this, alhamdulillah, we find our istima in Joburg has started, as Maulana mentioned, that we can make dua for the success of the istima. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the conditions easy, Allah ta'ala grants success, and many, many jamaats come out from the istima. And similarly, our istima is coming. August 7, 8, 9 is our istima. How much of effort are we making towards our istima? What are we doing for our istima? Therefore, everybody needs to put the shoulder to the wheel. Only at this point in time, there's only one Jamaat that's moving in the whole province. One Jamaat for the whole province. So we should reflect upon this, that how I can give my time. If my time was due later during the year, because of the taqaza of the istima, let me give my chilla now. And inshallah, during the course of the year after the istima, I can give another chilla. For this work to progress, we all have to give more time. The more time we give, the more we will find deen will open up to us, and Allah will utilize us to take the deen to the people, to the masses. So my dear respected brothers, tonight is our Shab Guzari also. Laylatul Fikr. Shab Guzari means to spend the night in fikr, in concern. And we are also going through the Mubarak months, the months of Shawwal, Zilqada, Zilhijjah, the months of Hajj, where du'as are accepted, where we should try and the amals that we are doing during the course of the month of Ramadan, continue with those amals. The du'as that we are making, the tilawah, the zikr, all those things, continue with those amals and draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this night of Shab Guzari, the intention is to spend our night in the masjid, inshallah. So to spend the night in the masjid, we should bring our beddings. Because we cannot sleep on the carpet of the masjid. Masjid has certain rules and regulations. So we put something on the floor, we sleep on the thin piece of chadar or cloth or a bedding, then we lie down, we rest for a few hours with the intention of waking up for tahajjud. Tahajjud salah ends at 4:54. So we should try and wake up before that, engage in tahajjud salah. If you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of tahajjud, you put your head down and you make dua. And if you want Allah to talk to you, read the Quran. Allah will speak to you. So my dear respected brothers, also after this Hayat Sahaba program is finished, we're going down for meals. So this meals, this food is a great ni'mat of Allah. One of the ministers was saying last week, that person that is wasting food should be fined. Now we see a person dishes out a whole lot of food, because eye is bigger than stomach. Eye is bigger than stomach. Then he eats a little bit and wakes up and goes away. Now who's going to eat that food? That food is wasted. Whenever we waste food or we can't finish the food, think about those people in Sudan, Somalia, Gaza, all these countries. Nothing to eat. So eat, dish out a little bit, sit in the sunnah, read the du'as for eating. Allah will give barakat. Dish out a little bit, the food won't get finished, inshallah. Dish out a little bit, eat that, then you want more, dish out a little bit more. Finish that, if you want for go for a third round, dish out a little bit more. Now you dish out a whole lot one time, and you can't eat it after. Then you're looking, you just wake up and go away. Food is sitting there wasted. So let us reflect upon that, my dear respected brothers, that we should not waste any food. Whatever we dish out, we should clean the plate properly, lick our fingers before eating, wash our hands, after eating, wash our hands, and sit in the sunnah method, inshallah. So let us keep all these points in mind. Also look after your saman and iman. Do not leave your valuables in such a position that others will get tempted to do something. Protect your valuables, your money, your phone. In fact, do not put your phone to charge anywhere in the markas. Keep your phones with you, inshallah. So keeping all these points in mind, inshallah, let us spend the night in fikr, inshallah. And the most important thing is how we can get the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is fikr, he is concern for the ummah. How we can get a little bit of that fikr, as Mawlana was mentioning, that Iyas's fikr was such that if we get one piece, if it's divided into 1,000, and from that 1,000 we take one, and that is divided by 1,000 again, if we get one of that 1,000 of that fikr, it is something great. So let us make good use of the time, inshallah, and also make dua for the ummah, make dua for ourselves, make dua for the success of the istima also, and let us make ikram of others. If they are elderly people with us, let us make ikram of them. And my dear respected brothers, no boy under the age of 13 and a half, 14 years is allowed to stay in the markaz. This can come for the program and should return home, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all to figure. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا أثني ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هم إلا فرجت ولا دين إلا قضيت اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين